Well, it starts even before you put your key in the ignition, or maybe you put the key in the ignition to start warming the car up, but clean your car off. I know everybody's busy. Invest that extra minute and a half. It's about all it takes, folks. Clean off the roof. I just watched Coming Up 41 from Riverside Auto Mall here to the radio station. Watched a big chunk of snow go off the roof of someone's car right into the windshield of the one behind them.
Ooh, yeah.
It's icy, it's lousy, it's dangerous enough without throwing a chunk of countertop off the roof of your car onto what could be your daughter or my daughter, worse for you perhaps.
Yes.
It doesn't take long. Clean off that area underneath your windshield wipers. Clean your car off so you can see. Turn your headlights on.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
I'm 54 years old. I've purchased one headlight bulb in my life. It was $7.95. It's not expensive. What's expensive is having somebody not see you when you're driving down the road. Turn your headlights on.
You raise a great point here. The other day, when things were getting stormy on Monday, I was driving back from the Houghton area, and it was just starting to roll in, and I saw one vehicle go flying by in the opposite lane. No lights on. It was a light-colored vehicle. No lights on. Driving too fast, and the driver was on the phone.
Perfect.
Well, here's the thing that I've noticed with that, and that is a great point, Paul, but I've noticed most people, when they get in the car, they look and say, well, gee, I can see real well, so I don't need lights on. Mm-hmm. The question is, can they see you?
Can they see you from 40 feet away? Can they see you from 100 feet away? And if a car is coming in the opposite direction, as with US 41 or whatever road Walt was on, at 40 miles an hour going in opposite directions, can you see from 600 feet away? If some adjustment has to be made, expand that potential for vision front and rear. Daytime running lights only help you in one direction.
Right.
The car coming up behind you in heavy snow sees absolutely nothing, especially if you haven't cleaned your car off.
Well, one of the questions with that is also that, you know, take that time. Would it be a good idea? I would imagine it would be to take some time and get the car warmed up. While it's warming up, it gets the heaters going, it melts more of the frost off and whatnot, and just try not to be so much in a hurry, correct?
It seems like really basic stuff, but there's a lot. We all do it. We're all in a hurry. We all have things going on in our lives, but to save your own keister, as it were, take the extra 90 seconds, maybe 4 or 5 minutes at the very most. I know we're all busy, but I don't think we're that busy. I don't know what the count is on the number of accidents that occurred in the last 96 hours.
Oh, a lot.
But it's in the triple digits, in Marquette County. I pulled out of the dealership Tuesday afternoon to get gas across the street by the Wendy's. Mm-hmm. We're located behind the Wendy's across from the Harley-Davidson store.
Yep.
As I was at that stop sign, I could see 4 accidents. Just right there, I could look to my left and right and see 4 accidents. So a lot of people were driving too fast. Take a little extra time. If it usually takes you 15 minutes to get to work and you work at 8 o'clock, leaving at 7:30 probably won't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But having your car spin around 3 times and end up in a ditch might.
Good point.
Just a thought.
Good point.
I want you all to be safe.